is a presentation of Platte River Radio Sports. Tonight, the Breeze 94.5 heads to Lincoln for the Class C2 Boys State High School Basketball Tournament.
There's Noah Johnson with the ball. Johnson comes over here in the wing to Nicholas Hornacy, to Cole Wiseman. There's a shot from the free throw line, something in.
Feel the action, the drama, and catch all the can't-miss moments of March Madness in the capital city.
Rebound is loose, and it's going to be brought out of there by Southern Valley. Guerrero has got the ball for the Eagles. Country passing it inside to Hunter Quinn. It's off the right handed and scores.
It's the Class C2 State Tournament, and it's next on the Breeze 94.5.
Grady Cook at the top of the key, lobs it inside. Creighton Burr spins, puts up a shot in the lane. Good.
Let's take you courtside for the New Tech Seed pregame show as we prepare for today's game.
And good evening once again, everyone. Welcome back to the Prosh Activity Center at Lincoln Southeast for continuing coverage of the 2014 Boys State High School Basketball Tournament as the Southern Valley Eagles take on the Knights of Archbishop Bergen in our final game of the day. The winner will play Donovan Trumbull tomorrow at 3:45 in the state semifinals. For our producer-engineer John Dibbern and Jeff Babel, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here on the New Tech Seed pregame show as we get ready for Southern Valley's defense of their state title. They are here on a wild card after losing the very first game of sub-districts, but that's nothing to be totally ashamed of because it was the toughest sub-district in the entire state. They fell to Hastings St. Cecilia. Hastings St. Cecilia fell to Donovan Trumbull. Donovan Trumbull lost to the district final to Sutton, and Donovan Trumbull has just beaten Sutton. And so those two teams met again, and Donovan Trumbull picked up the win. We've got a classic going on over at the Pinnacle Bank Arena where they are headed to triple overtime in Class A, Norfolk and Omaha South. It was 52 at the end of regulation, 59 at the end of the first overtime, and now tied at 63 at the end of the second overtime. The other 7 o'clock games, Elkhorn South beat Grand Island Northwest 64-31 in B, and in D2, High Plains edged Exeter Milligan 49-45. The other 8:45 games, or at least whenever they get going in Class A, it'll be Omaha Central taking on Bellevue West. In Class B, Omaha Scud against Scott's Bluff, and in D2, Elwood and Spalding Academy. That game is airing right now on Classic Hits 98.9. We'll be back with the starting lineups on the New Tech Seed pregame show as Southern Valley takes on Archbishop Bergen right after this.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Cargill knows the importance of quality. That's why Cargill has become one of the largest suppliers of liquid, dry fertilizer, and ag chemicals in South Central Nebraska and North Central Kansas. Cargill can ship nitrogen solution, blended liquid products, or dry blends to your farm by the semi-load. Cargill is your local supplier of Micro Essentials SZ, a dry phosphate, sulfur, and zinc fertilizer. Contact your Cargill farm marketer today. Cargill, helping farmers prosper.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Coverage of the State High School Basketball Tournament brought to you in part by Tom Dinsdale Automotive, your truck destination. Go to DinsdaleAuto.com for a complete look at their inventory of over 400 vehicles or stop by Stanley Park Road and South Webb Road in Grand Island. Let's take a look at the starting lineups for tonight's basketball game. First off, for the Knights of Archbishop Bergen, number 10 is a 6'1" senior, Nathan Griffin. He averages 3.5 points and 2 rebounds a game. Number 24, 5'11" senior, is Jonah Madsen, 8 points, 3 rebounds a game. Number 34, a 6'2" senior, Colton Berdico. Berdico is averaging 13.5 points and 4 rebounds per game. Number 35 is a 6'8" senior, Ogby Thompson, but he only averages 4.5 points and 5 rebounds per ball game. And number 42 is a 6'7 junior. That's Adam Dykeman. 16.5 points, 7 rebounds a game. He's the man for Archbishop Bergen. Their head coach is Chris Paulson, assisted by Chris Rainforth, Matt Sleister, Derek Milgoza, Nick Jensen, Zach Stauffer and Chad Swanson. They are 21-3 on the season, beating Pender and Guardian Angel Central Catholic in the sub-districts, and they had to come back from 17 down to win their district final over Winnebago, which coincidentally allowed Southern Valley to get in as a wild card, and that's who they face here today with that record of 21-3. They were the state runners-up in 2010 and 2011. They did make the state tournament last year. For the Southern Valley Eagles, number one is a 5'10 junior, Alan Varela. Number two, 5'10 senior, Alex Kopp. Number three, 6'1 junior, Jeremiah Perkins. Number four, 5'6 sophomore, Seth Miller. And number 24, 6'3 junior, Hunter Quinn. Quinn, the leading scorer at 16.5 points and 8 rebounds a game. Kopp gets 13 points a game, 9.5 for Perkins, 6 for Miller, and 5 for Varela. And, of course, as we said, they haven't won a game in the postseason this year, losing in the sub-districts to Hastings St. Cecilia. Still, they're 21-3. They had put together a heck of a winning streak until getting into sub-districts with 11 in a row before that loss to St. Cecilia. They are coached by John Miller. They're the defending state champions, assisted by Mike Lanham, Greg Wagner, Sandy Miller, and Craig Hoxmeyer. Now, this is the third trip to the state tournament, but that is as Southern Valley. They have been here as Oxford and Stanford and all those consolidated schools now here at Southern Valley. And that's a look at the starting lineups. We're about ready to get things going between Southern Valley and Archbishop Bergen. You're listening to the state tournament here on the Breeze 94.5, and this has been the New Tech Seed pregame show. Contact Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, your yield leaders, or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. And we're back with the opening tip in a minute.
The Oxford Supermarket is a proud supporter of the area athletes and would like to invite everyone in to check out the great variety they have to offer for a small town store. They have the freshest meats, the greatest selection of wines and spirits. They're also your Traeger grill dealer. So get your Traeger and your pellets and grab your favorite steak or burger, and don't forget the drinks for great tailgating. All at the Oxford Supermarket in Oxford.
Where did you get more Superstore? Shopping centered around you. One-stop shop that gives you more. Shopping centered around you. Where do you get more? Superstore Allen's Superstore.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Well, remember last year, Southern Valley got off to a horrible start here at the state tournament, scoring, I think it was 11 points or 13 points in the first half, and then they had a big second half in their state tournament game, and then went on to play very well the rest of the way in the semifinals and championship and advance on to win their first state title last year. And they're going to have a tough task again tonight in Archbishop Bergen, the only team not from our listening area. Bergen, they've got some pretty good height out there, Jeff.
Yeah, this is the defending state champion, Southern Valley. But if you look at matchups, I think this might be one of the tougher matchups for Southern Valley. Archbishop Bergen, a pretty good team for a sixth seed.
And on the opening tip, Archbishop Bergen, the home team, will win it. They'll move from right to left and left to right along your radio dial for Southern Valley. Southern Valley plays that trapping type of offense. And on the left elbow with it, kicking it into the wing for a three-pointer. Matson, no good. Tipping. It goes back into his hands. Put it up, no good. And coming out of there with it for Southern Valley is going to be Hunter Quinn after Colton Bertico couldn't get the job done for Archbishop Bergen on the putback. Try to post up, wrap it around Quinn. Layup, good. Hunter Quinn with the first bucket of the ball game in Southern Valley is on top. And then on the inbounds, it's stolen away. That pressure, when you've got a lot of 6'7", 6'8", kids out there down at the post, you got to rely on three guards and driving in. We got a pushing foul called on Archbishop Bergen. Quinn was trying to cut to the bucket again. And this foul will be called on Nathan Griffin. First foul of the game.
Nice job there by Varela getting that early turnover. And Southern Valley dug with a lot of energy so far in this opening period.
And on the inbounds, they take it right to the hoop, and another foul called. Kurt Heinrichs among the officials in this ball game from our listening area. And let's see who they get this one on. It looks like it's going to be Madsen. And at the line to shoot a pair of free throws, Hunter Quinn. And he's getting involved early, but the first free throw is too strong, no good. Second free throw coming up here for Quinn. Just underway in our last C2 quarterfinal game. The free throw is on the way, and it is good. So Quinn gives Southern Valley a 3-0 lead here. And full court pressure on again. Archbishop Bergen breaks it. They get it to Thompson. Thompson might have drugged the pivot foot. Instead, he'll give it off to Griffin. Griffin over on the right side to Bertico. He'll drive inside, pass it off, and a charging foul going to be called on Adam Dykeman, the leading scorer. And Archbishop Bergen has three fouls in the first minute. They're trying to come in and punish and play physical while it's fast trapping for Southern Valley. And so far, the punishing style is not working for Archbishop Bergen.
Yeah, Quinn with a great charge there right as well. With Southern Valley with their pressure, the good trapping press defense is doing wonders right now.
Kopp for three. He's got it. And a great start here for Southern Valley. Alex Kopp from deep in the left-hand corner. He was almost standing out of bounds. 6-0 Eagles. 6:40 to go here in the first quarter. Thompson on the low block. And you can see why he only scores 4.5 points a game. He didn't take a six-footer, and he's 6'8". Instead, he kicks it out, and the three-pointer is good by Jonah Madsen. Archbishop on the board. A little token pressure here. It's a zone trap that the Knights are using for Archbishop Bergen. Varela, top of the circle, gives it over to Kopp. Kopp takes it just outside the post. Yeah, will swing it over for Varela, and the three-pointer is too strong. Rebound, punched out of bounds off of the Eagles. Flying through there was Perkins, and he ends up on the floor. So a good crowd on hand, trying to wedge people in for today's basketball game. That's usually what happens for that last game. Some people want to stay over from the first one, but it's a great crowd here on hand at the Prosh Activity Center. High post with it will be Dykeman. Dykeman guarded there by Varela. Has to give it up to the top of the circle to Bertico. Going for the steal, not getting it, is Kopp. Driving in for another three. They kick it out to Madsen, and that one is off the front of the iron, no good. And the rebound brought down by Hunter Quinn. Quinn pushes the ball up the floor, kicks it out of the wing. And then Quinn on the follow-through runs over one of the Bergen defenders, and he's going to get called for the charge without having the basketball. First foul on the Eagles.
Yeah, Quinn just driving the lane, kicked it out to Miller. Miller was wide open for three. Maybe he was going to pass it away himself. Quinn just went in a little too hard, dug, and picked up the charge. So it's Southern Valley turnover right there.
And Cole Conrad, here's a big mamma jamma. He is wearing number zero, and you can't pull that off. He's a 6'5 senior that looks like he's a pretty good lineman in football. And got a nice rack of hair to go with it. Fast break it the other way. Short shot by Dykeman. No good. But Conrad is there for the offensive putback. And after a 6-0 lead, the lead evaporates now, and we are down to a 6-5 contest. And the ball stolen away. First turnover, Southern Valley. And a foul not allowing Manson to get to the hoop will be called out at the top of the key. And this will go on Seth Miller, his first and the second team foul for Southern Valley. They're in triple overtime with 37 seconds to go. Norfolk 68, Omaha South 66. Class A at Pinnacle Bank. Too bad the folks in Omaha don't get to hear the game because it's not on a radio. Glad that you are sponsors of high school sports to allow us to bring you the game. As Dykeman gets it down on the post, into the game is Dylan Brooks for Southern Valley. They get it to Conrad, and Conrad is fouled. So just like the Donovan Trumbull-Sutton game, a lot of fouls here in the first quarter.
Yeah, and it's a lot of matchups. So Southern Valley, more perimeter-oriented with their four guards there, and Archbishop Bergen underneath with their big guys coming off of the bench right now. Conrad, 6'5", at the line.
First free throw, no good. The foul was on Dylan Brooks. That'll be his first. Each team now with three. 6-5 Southern Valley. 5:04 to go here in the first quarter. Second free throw on the way, and Conrad gets that, and we are tied at 6-6. So the first six go to Southern Valley. The next six go to Archbishop Bergen. And they put on that 2-3 extended trap. Brooks pass over here to Quinn, nearly stolen away. Quinn into the corner to Miller. Between the circles, Brooks. Brooks dribbles into the double team, throws over the top to Kopp. Long three. It's off the heel, no good. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Eagles. So the great start now has simmered down for Southern Valley.
Yeah, they had a hot start, Doug. And Alex Kopp, a key reason why. Remember back in the Heartland Hoops Classic, he had four straight three-pointers at that point in the game. Really separated them from Grand Island Central Catholic in that game. So if he can get going from three, watch out for Southern Valley.
And again, the winner of this has an even shorter turnaround tomorrow at 3:45 as the long pass goes to Dykeman on the block left side. Missed the five-footer. There was a little contact in there before he shot it. And the rebound brought down by Hunter Quinn. He's got all three boards here for Southern Valley. He'll bring it into the front court to Kopp. Good ball fake around the defender. It's all the way to the hoop, but he's fouled. And they're going to call a foul here on Cole Conrad. That'll be his first and the team's fourth. And at the line will be Alex Kopp. Good recognition, though, by Kopp to see what was wide open. Second tip to the line. First one is up and good.
Yeah, dangerous from three. So he threw a shot fake up there, got to the rim, and gets to the free throw line. Nails the first one to give Southern Valley the lead again.
And the second free throw on the way, and it's good. Alex Kopp has five of the early going, and it's 8-6 Southern Valley. Press on, ball thrown behind to Weston LaBelle. He's able to save it and into the front court. Back to LaBelle, to Dykeman looking for his first points. Dishes it off to Conrad, and he'll lay it up and in. Nice dish by Dykeman, and Conrad getting even bigger out there for Bergen. And it's just such a style mismatch here in this game so far. 8-8, all tied up here at the state tournament with 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. Right elbow with it is Perkins. Kicks it out, Quinn. Over to Kopp. Didn't catch it cleanly, so he can't fire the three. Down to the corner to Brooks against this zone. Throw over the top, up top to Miller. Back Kopp, deep three on the way again. That's good. Alex Kopp with his second three, eight in the first quarter. And it's 11-8 in favor of the Eagles. Bergen gets it in quickly. Up the floor is Madsen. Jonah gives it off to the trailer. Tanner Beggs, who's in. Archbishop Bergen has already went pretty deep into their bench. Over on the right wing, LaBelle. LaBelle lobs it into Dykeman. Dykeman leads, and he's fouled. Two free throws coming up for Adam Dykeman. A chance to get on the board here in quarter number one. Foul again on Dylan Brooks. So he's got two. That is the fourth team foul each way. And we're going to have multiple subs coming in here between free throws. But first, Adam Dykeman, the 6'7 junior who averages almost 17 points a game, misses the first free throw. In for Southern Valley will be Chance Best and Dalton Best.
Norfolk over Omaha South in three overtimes, Doug, 70-66. That's finally a final. Panthers advance.
What a game. And you could hear the reaction from the crowd here as it was announced. Second free throw is up, and it is in. And so the free throws nailed there by Adam Dykeman, 11-9. I was told Dykeman, and then I heard the PA man say it differently, so I apologize if we are saying that wrong. But right now it'll be Alex Kopp to Best from one to the other. That's Chance to Dalton. Chance with it on the right wing. More great zone being played here by Bergen as Ogby Thompson is back in the middle of that 2-3. Quinn with some contact to Best, tries to get it back to Quinn. Southern Valley turns it over for the second time. Here comes Archbishop Bergen into the front court. On the right side of the key, it's Griffin. Skip it in the left-hand corner to LaBelle. LaBelle, skip pass back up top. Here's a long 3-4 Bertico. It's no good. And the rebound brought down by Alex Kopp. Kopp will bring it into the front court. Stop at about the 28-foot mark. Find Quinn right in his back pocket is going to be Griffin. Into the hands of Chance Best. To Perkins. Spreading the floor a little bit more here. Again, the Eagles with a mass height disadvantage. Quinn drives in. Great bounce pass to Dalton Best, and he'll lay it up and in. Thompson came up on him, and that left the backside of that lane wide open. And it's 13-9 Southern Valley. Coast to coast, though. Runner is no good by Griffin. And then falling down, a foul called. Southern Valley grabs the rebound, and the foul called. And it's on Will Kammerer, his first personal foul. Chance Best with his first rebound. But boy, Archbishop Bergen's already put, what, 9, 10 kids into the game. 2 minutes to go here, first quarter, and a chance for the Eagles to take that lead back out to 6 or 7. Chance Best dribbles between the double team once, skips it all the way over to Kopp. He's been hot early with 8 points. They set a good screen for him. He's still on a double team. Somebody had to be open. Finally, they scoop it into the paint, but Dalton Best wants nothing to do with it. Now an NBA range three by Kopp, and it hits out of bounds after it bounced off the rim. So the three-pointer is no good.
He was feeling it, but you want to probably take a better shot there if you're Alex again, trying to extend this lead to six, maybe seven there. There's got to be a better look there if you're the Eagles.
So we get it back into the hands of Archbishop Bergen, trailing 13-9. Southern Valley on top here in the C2 quarters. Ball knocked away. Kopp makes the steal. Picked up by Dalton Best. Best without the numbers will slow it down to Seth Miller as they poked it out of the hands of Jonah Madsen from behind. Miller to the baseline. Best back out to Seth. Gets it to Quinn. Bounce pass to Best. Now he's in the land of the Giants. Dalton kicks it out to Chance. Back into Quinn. Quinn's little four-footer. Good. Well, you can tell who wants to shoot the ball and who wants to pass the ball. Hunter Quinn now with five. Best boys will shoot a layup, but we saw him pass up a couple of quick looks there.
Yeah, Quinn will take that every time. He's not afraid of the height inside. He's a big boy himself.
Here's Dykeman to the left baseline, and again a short runner is no good, and Kopp will bring down the rebound. The lead back out to six for Southern Valley. Here's Kopp, pull up three. That is a little short. Rebound brought down by Bertico. And we're down to 40 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Kopp deflects the outlet pass. And out of bounds, it'll go to Archbishop Bergen. 15-9, Southern Valley. They'll bring Varela back in. And here comes Cole Conrad back in for Bergen. Also coming in, Perkins for Southern Valley.
Yeah, nice job by Southern Valley. We saw a lot of energy in that opening sequence of the game. They're starting to regain it here defensively. Nice job by Kopp. Just getting in the passing lane, knocking that ball out of bounds.
Scott and Scott's Bluff tied at 13. Still 2.5 to go in the first quarter. Here's a long three on the way by Matt or Bertico. It's no good. Rebound comes all the way out to Chance Best. 20 seconds to go in the quarter. Southern Valley wants to play for the last shot. Kopp has it over the left wing to Varela. Varela on the baseline to Best. Dalton tries to force it inside, and it's taken away. Southern Valley the turnover. Then they get it back. Best steals it back, pulls up, and Chance hits it. Still a couple of seconds to go here. 3 seconds, 2 seconds. Archbishop Bergen has no idea, and that's the end of the first quarter of play. And a good run to the end of the first quarter of play, a 9-1 run. It's Southern Valley 17 and Archbishop Bergen 9. You're listening to the State Basketball Tournament on the Breeze.
With changes in health insurance these days, it is never too late to call and make sure you are getting the best coverage for you and your family. See the General Service Agency in Beaver City to find out how they can keep your home, life, auto, and health up to date and with coverage to give you peace of mind. Best of luck to our Southern Valley athletes and coaches in tonight's game.
You need power, efficiency, and dependability from your tractor, and when it's time to trade, you want the best resale value. That's what you get with the Case IH Magnum tractors from Fairbanks International. With 9 models, Case IH Magnum set productivity standards the competition just can't match. For a limited time, you can finance your new Magnum with an interest waiver for 12 months. For power, efficiency, ease of maintenance, comfort, and financing, see the Case IH Magnum from Fairbanks International. Better solutions.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Tournament action brought to you in part by Titan Machinery, your Case IH dealer in Hastings, Kearney, and Holdridge. It's part of the Titan Dealer Group. Titan Machinery gives you access to one of the largest parts and wholesale goods inventories in the world, while at the same time providing you with better solutions with the same locally owned service and dedication you expect. See Titan Machinery of Hastings, Kearney, and Holdridge today, your Case IH dealer, proud supporter of high school athletics. Southern Valley will get the ball to start the quarter. They are up by 8, their largest lead, 17-9. Alex Kopp, one of the reasons he's got 8 points. Hunter Quinn, 5. On the block, they get it to Perkins. Back to Quinn, 7-footer off the glass and in. And it's now 19-9, 10-point lead for Southern Valley. And some pressure on the inbounds. Right now, Bergen has missed too many short shots. Long pass down to Conrad. Takes a dribble and kicks it back out to the trailer, who is Griffin. Griffin between the circles, a little zone being applied here by Southern Valley. The key, though, is Dykeman has been held to 2 free throws, Jeff.
Yeah, and not getting much going there at all. Southern Valley with that nice pressure defensively holding him back.
Dykeman now again, the leaner, no good. Fights to get his own rebound, and this time it is good. Dykeman with the rebound and putback. And Dykeman with his 4th point of the ball game, 19-11. With it, the Eagles down to the right baseline. Quinn kicks it back out top. Here's a three straight away. Miller hits the front of the rim. No good. Rebound comes out into the hands of Griffin. His outlet pass over the head of Madsen and out of bounds. That's the fourth turnover for the Knights of Archbishop Bergen. Three for Southern Valley. Rebounds. Southern Valley actually out-rebounded the much taller Bergen team 7-3 in the first quarter. We had some free throws. 3 of 4 for both teams in the first quarter. Three-point shooting. 2 of 6 for the Eagles. Both made by Kopp. 1 of 5 for Archbishop Bergen. Here's Quinn for three. It's too strong. And the rebound. Like the way Cole Conrad's playing in there right now for Archbishop Bergen. They need to keep him involved both sides offensively and defensively.
Yeah, he's been a nice spark off the bench for him so far.
He's got it at the left elbow, takes the drive, puts it up, hits the front of the rim, no good. Dykeman goes for the tip try, and he'll be fouled.
Yeah, tough foul. That'll be on Perkins, I believe.
That'll be the first on Jeremiah.
Fouls on Jeremiah Perkins.
So Dykeman will head to the line, Doug.
At the end of the first quarter of play, Omaha Scutt leads Scott's Bluff 19-13. Of course, Class A, Omaha Central, Bellevue West, they're still about 20 minutes away from starting because of the triple overtime game. Free throw is up and in by Dykeman. And your D2 game is Elwood and Spalding, Spalding Academy, which is currently airing on Classic Hits 98.9 in D2. Second free throw now for Dykeman. On the way, and it is good. He's 4-4 at the line in the early going. He's got 6 points. 19-13, Southern Valley, 6:10 to go here in the first half. Across the timeline with it, it will be Varela all the way in the deep corner to Quinn. Back out, Varela. Allen fires the three, almost banked it in, and the rebound comes down to Dykeman. Dykeman, outlet pass to Griffin, and as Griffin brings the ball up the floor, another hand check foul. This one is on Varela, and all of a sudden you kind of start to see the momentum change a little bit. Creighton also a big winner tonight, it sounded like, Jeff.
Yeah, they shot the ball really well from three, Doug, an 84-62 victory over DePaul, the 10 seed in that tournament.
So they're on to the semifinals tomorrow night, and the final quarterfinal game still being played out there in the Big East tournament. Here's another three. Madsen puts it up and good. Second three by Jonah Madsen, and the 10-point lead is down to three. That's 7 in a row for Archbishop Bergen, 19-16, and Southern Valley. I don't know what they saw there, but there was nobody in the general facility, and Coach Miller is going to take a timeout. 5:33 to go here in the second quarter of play, the state C2 quarterfinals. It's Southern Valley 19, Archbishop Bergen 16. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Check out the action. The 2014 NSAA Boys State Basketball Championships on March 13th, 14th, and 15th at the Pinnacle Bank Arena. Join in the excitement as 48 schools compete for the high school state championships. Experience the competition for $5 for students or $7 for adults. For specific game times, visit nsaahome.org. The 2014 NSAA Boys State Basketball Championships.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Doug Jeff Maple, our producer engineer, back at the studios. John Dibbern, state tournament action brought to you by Hastings Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Special. Feel like yourself again as we are back here at the Prosh Activity Center on the campus of Lincoln Southeast, the opening day of the boys' state high school basketball tournament. 7 in a row for Bergen, and now trying to make it 9. Conrad attacks, missed it, got it back, and scored. They're hitting the boards a little bit better here in the second quarter, and that's another offensive putback. 9 in a row by the Knights to erase that 10-point deficit almost. It's 19-18 Southern Valley.
Yeah, Conrad doing a great job there for Bergen, just coming in, playing as hard as he can, getting offensive rebounds, getting putbacks. Easy, too. Conrad playing well.
Kopp, a deep three, got it. That breaks the string. And the third three for the Eagles, all three from Kopp. Fast break the other way. Ball knocked away Quinn, but it picked up and a dunk by Dykeman. It was almost stolen away, and when Quinn didn't get it, Dykeman was left alone, and he'll go up for the two-hand stuff, 22-20. Varela for three, right corner. It's in and out, no good. Rebound brought down by Conrad. Outlet pass is going to be knocked away, and into the Southern Valley bench will be the Eagles' Alex Kopp. So we're starting to get a little more energy now into this basketball game.
Yeah, the dunk, that brings the Bergen fans to their feet. Anytime you see a dunk gets going, the deep three by Kopp was able to stop that run for Bergen as well. So now starting to get some good looks for both teams. The crowds are getting back into the game, and it's a one-possession game by two right now.
Already assured of a couple of semifinals tomorrow. A lot of low-seeded teams from our area this year. Didn't fare so well today. But Overton will play Howells Dodge tomorrow at 10:45 on Classic Hits, and Donovan Trumbull will play the winner of this game tomorrow at 3:45 here on The Breeze. Right now, ball in the hands of the Knights, a chance to tie or take the lead. Back in Dylan Brooks for Southern Valley. We'll set the five on the floor here for you. It's going to be Chance Best, Dylan Brooks, Hunter Quinn, also Alex Kopp and Seth Miller on the floor in this 2-3 zone for the Eagles. Take it over the left wing, Archbishop Bergen to LaBelle. Rotated around the perimeter to Madsen. Madsen on the right side takes a three-pointer. It is no good this time. Long rebound there is Conrad again, his fifth board. But then as he drives, he lost the handle. Picked up there by Quinn. Quinn to the other end. One on three. The finger roll is good. Hunter Quinn with 9 points, and it's 24-20 Eagles, 3:40 to go here in the first half of play. Outlet pass Bergen. There's Beggs into the basketball game. Underneath the Conrad. He's crushed. And the officials are going to discuss what the call is. I think of them was about ready to make maybe call a charge. Maybe they're going to say it's no shot. Okay.
I thought they had pointed at the baseline.
One and one,
yeah, okay.
But it is a 1-1. So Conrad will go to the line. And Hunter Quinn picks up his second personal foul. Cole Conrad, 1 of 2, has 7 points. Dykeman has 8. Free throw good. And the other 6 belong to Madsen on a pair of 3s. So only 3 players have scored here for Bergen. But they're still right in the game, down 24-21.
With those 2 fouls, Quinn will head to the bench. Dalton Best will come in and give him a quick breather.
How long will they keep Quinn down? Second free throw up and in. It's a different-looking ball club when they go to the backup guards. Quinn can slash and dash and dish. And from the sophomores, Chance and Dalton, that's not the case. And here is a long pass to the other end, but the layup is missed by Best. Dykeman gets the rebound. Now, the backboard was slapped, but that's not a technical foul, and we'll talk about that in a minute. Right now, a 3, though, is up and in. Jonah Madsen hits his 3rd 3, and for the first time in a basketball game, Bergen is up 25-24. They were down 19-9. They're on a 16-5 run. Dylan Brooks, top of the circle, tries to get it down to Best. The ball knocked away, and then a foul to go along with it on Dalton Best. And we'll walk to the other end and shoot a 1-1. If the backboard is slapped on a true block attempt, there is no technical foul. The only time that it is a technical foul is if you go up there and slap it with no intent to make a play on the ball. And so that's why everybody used to slap it, boom, technical, but that is not the case.
Yeah, it was a good contest on Best. Best had to throw it up wildly, and Bergen slapped the backboard, but it was a contested shot.
And the front end of the 1-1, Weston LaBelle puts it up and in. He'll become the 4th Knight to score. Boy, what a quick turn of developments here in the last 3 minutes. From down 10 to up 2 and maybe 3, and LaBelle hits them both. A 13-point turturound, and it's 27-24. In fact, that's 7 points in less than a minute here for Bergen after the 24-20 lead on the Quinn finger roll. Southern Valley now needs to survive the next 3 minutes, and that's quite a bit of time. Brooks between the circles. Swings it over to Miller. Got a lot of youth out there right now. A lot of sophomores on the floor for Southern Valley, even though Miller is the coach's kids. Back out to Kopp. Kopp's going to try a 3. A lot of air under that one. It's no good. Rebound, though, by Chance Best. He'll put it up and score. He even got Dykeman in the air. Great ball fake by Chance Best. Dykeman didn't foul him, but he also didn't block the shot. Now Kopp goes for the steal. Last touch by Bergen. And Bergen fans don't like that at all. In fact, pleading his case is Colton Vertico. He says, I didn't touch it, but the official says, yes, you did. And so Southern Valley does bring Hunter Quinn back into the ball game with 2:27 to go before the half, and he's got those 2 fouls, 27-26, Bergen.
Yeah, this quick 7 points maybe decided Coach Miller thought it best to get Hunter Quinn in there offensively.
Quinn between the circles, gives it to Kopp. Alex takes it to the top of the circle, still dribbles into the paint. One-hand runner, that's way off the mark. Fights to get the rebound, and he's going to be fouled by Dykeman. and that was kind of unfortunate. Kopp was backing up to get the rebound, and Dykeman had got so high in the air that when he come down, his leg was actually on Kopp's shoulder, and so when he fell, he drug Kopp to the ground, and Dykeman will pick up his second foul. 2 minutes to go here in the half. Don't forget the Allen Superstore halftime report coming up. First half stats, score recaps, and more. Hunter Quinn drives in, puts up a schoolyard shot that's no good. Rebound brought down by Griffin. Outlet pass to the other end. LaBelle makes a good save. Kicks it out for Bertico's three. And got it. So the three-pointers starting to light up here in the second quarter for Archbishop Bergen. They were 1 of 5 in the first quarter. They're 3 of 4 here in the second quarter from the outside. And it's a four-point lead, 30-26 for the Knights. Minute 40 to go in the half. Kopp dribbles it off his foot, but Miller runs it down. Miller against this man-to-man now that they have switched back to for Archbishop. Brooks calling for the ball in on the post. But everything outside, another long three. And then an over-the-back foul. Dylan Brooks just got his third. Well, Kopp's one of those kids that he doesn't have to have his toe on the line to shoot a three.
No, he's not afraid to take the deep ones. You'd think you would like a better look than that. You know, he can hit it from out there. But I think with the way this game's been going, you want to get a better look from that. Because right now, Archbishop Bergen has all the momentum, Doug.
Yeah, you're exactly right. You're having trouble scoring, and the 23-footer may not be what you're looking for. It's great if it goes in,
yeah,
but it's still probably not what you're looking for. And now Ogby Thompson, the 6'8" senior, comes in for Bergen. Plenty of substitutes. Brooks had to come out. The free throw on the front end of the 1-1 is up and in for Bertico. He's got 4 points and the lead now 5, 31-26. Defending state champion Southern Valley trailing. Second free throw up, and it's good. Very matter-of-factly there for Bertico. And here comes Southern Valley in need of a bucket. They were up 19-9 early in this quarter and now have been outscored 23-7. The ball knocked away. Kopp rolls it. It looks like it's going to go out of bounds off of Southern Valley. Sixth turnover for the Eagles. Each team with six. Each team with three in each quarter. And full court pressure now put on by Southern Valley. As they try to do, but when you're not making buckets, you don't get to do it as often. With it is Griffin. They throw it into the front court and a near walk, but good catch by Madsen to save the possession. 50 seconds to go in the quarter. Ball knocked away, and then it goes out of bounds. Turned over Archbishop Bergen. Kind of got into no man's land. Drove the paint, wanted to do a jump pass. There was nobody to pass it to, so just kind of threw it out front. And it went out of bounds as Bertico had no chance to get to it. Inbounds pass comes to Dalton Best. Again, Quinn is back on the bench with those two fouls. And Southern Valley would like to play for the last shot here. They get it to Chance Best. Chance over to Miller. 30 seconds still to go here. Miller with a left-hand dribble, brings it to the elbow, dumps it into the corner to Perkins. Perkins drives baseline, tough reverse layup, no good. Thompson will bring down the rebound. Archbishop Bergen fouled at midcourt on a pass outlet that will send them to the line to shoot more free throws. And Alex Kopp with his first personal foul, and that is the 10th team foul. So two free throws here. And things starting to unravel the last couple minutes here for Southern Valley.
Yeah, not getting a lot of good flow going offensively, settling for outside shots, turning the ball over as well.
And free throws are being attempted, and free throws are being made here in this second quarter by Archbishop Bergen. They are 8 of 9 from the line here in the quarter. Second free throw, that skipped out. Rebound brought down by Kopp. 33-26, Bergen with the 7-point lead. 15 seconds to go in the half. Get it to Miller. Seth trying to call the play. Comes to the left side, going for the steal, couldn't get it. Best, give and go. Chance to Dalton, layup up and in. Beautiful play. Still a couple of seconds here, and they will not get a shot away, and they are at halftime. But a nice give and go for Chance and Dalton Best to hook up and take us to halftime. Your score in this C2 State quarterfinal game, the Archbishop Bergen Knights 33 and the Southern Valley Eagles 28. You're listening to the State High School Basketball Tournament on KLIQ-FM, Hastings, Oxford, and Alma, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. We'll be back with the Allen Superstore Halftime Report right after this.
Head to Tom Dinsdale Automotive for a truck or SUV that works as hard as you do. Get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 three-quarter ton Chevy or GMC truck. Or get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 Chevy Tahoe, Suburban, or Traverse, or GMC Acadia, Yukon, or Yukon XL. Go to DinsdaleTrucks.com today.
Tom Dinsdale, your truck destination.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront at Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
The Oxford Supermarket is a proud supporter of the area athletes and would like to invite everyone in to check out the great variety they have to offer for a small town store. They have the freshest meats, the greatest selection of wines and spirits. They're also your Traeger grill dealer. So get your Traeger and your pellets and grab your favorite steak or burger. And don't forget the drinks for great tailgating. All at the Oxford Supermarket in Oxford.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Doug, good to be back with you here at the Brosh Activity Center for the Allen Superstore Halftime Report. Welcome back. Get more for your dollar when you shop at locally owned Allen Superstore. Shop their sporting goods department in the lower level for Hunter apparel, accessories, calls, decoys, and much more. The grocery department will beat any competitor's ads and offers thousands of unadvertised in-store specials every day. Why shop anywhere else when you can shop at your locally owned Allen Superstore, the You Get More Superstore, West 2nd Street in Hastings? We are at halftime. Archbishop Bergen 33, the defending state champions from Southern Valley 28. We will have more sports for you at the end of the first quarter. Spalding Academy leads Elwood 15-7. That game getting a little later start than it probably should have. Of course, Class A just getting underway after a triple overtime contest. It is Scott's Bluff leading Omaha Scut 33-26. They are also at the halftime. Some other scores from earlier today in the tournament. We'll turn it over to Jeff Babel with your tournament recap, which is brought to you by the Furniture Store. We deliver the score. Furniture Direct delivers to your door. Get free local delivery, setup, and removal on any Beautyrest mattress purchase. Get more than what you expect when you shop Furniture Direct south of Sonic and Hastings and at FurnitureDirectHastings.com. .net. Give us a rundown of how day one's gone, Jeff.
Class A, Doug, Omaha Benson with a 73-58 victory over Lincoln Northeast. They'll advance on to Pinnacle Bank Arena tomorrow night, 7 o'clock. They'll take on Omaha Westside, who got a 63-56 victory over Lincoln Southeast. Over Southeast. And Omaha Southfield and Norfolk, a game that went three overtimes, 70-66. The Panthers will advance, 8:45 tomorrow night. They'll take on the winner of Omaha Central Bellevue West. That game's about to tip off over at Pinnacle Bank Arena. In Class B, York, the Dukes, with a 41-37 victory over Lincoln Pius X, the Thunderbolts. So York will advance tomorrow against Beatrice, 2 o'clock Pinnacle Bank Arena. Beatrice with a 43-41 victory over Omaha Roncalli. Elkhorn South breezes by Elkhorn, Grand Island Northwest, 64-31. They'll take on the winner of Scott Catholic and Scott's Bluff again at the half. Scott's Bluff 33-26 on top there. The Bearcats leading that one. And in C2, Cozad fell to Wayne this morning, 60-45. Wayne advanced. The Blue Devils will take on Wahoo, who beat Fall City in a thriller overtime, 64-58. That game will be tomorrow at Pinnacle Bank Arena, the first game of tomorrow. Wayne and Wahoo over, and the 1-8 matchup earlier on ESPN 14-60 and 15-50. Columbus SCOTUS with a 72-57 victory over the Stars. Stars season will end at 15-12. They'll take on Newman, who got a big win, 90-72 over Boone Central Newman Gove. So the SCOTUS and Newman will take on the court tomorrow, 10:45, Pinnacle Bank Arena. In C2 right now, Ainsworth with the big victory over Battle Creek, 71-54 earlier today right here from Lincoln Southwest. Kimball fell to Freeman with a 3-point victory there. Freeman 49 Kimball 46. So Ainsworth and Freeman tomorrow at the Bob Devaney Sports Center, 2 o'clock. Donovan Trumbull just heard right here on the Breeze not too long ago with a 40-27 victory over Sutton. They'll take on the winner of this game right now. And it is at halftime here, 33-28. Archbishop Bergen with the lead. In D1, Clearwater Orchard, 46-42 victory over North Platte St. Patrick's. The 6th seed Randolph upsets Elm Creek 41-39. So the lower seeded teams there tomorrow, 9 a.m. from the Bob Devaney Sports Center. Hells Dodge with a 48-35 victory over Fullerton. They'll take on Overton, who squeaked by Lourdes Central Catholic 65-58. Hells Dodge and Overton, 10:45 tomorrow from the Bob Devaney Sports Center on Classic Hits 98.9. And in D2, Bancroft Rosalie with a big win, 64-29 over Hitchcock County. They'll take on Falls City Sacred Heart, who won 58-50 over Layton. That game will be tomorrow night at the Bob Devaney Sports Center at 7 o'clock. And in the other semifinal, High Plains with a win. They advance there 49-45 over Exeter Milligan. Heck of a first-round matchup there. And they'll await the winner of Spalding Academy in Elwood. Spalding Academy right now with a 15-7 first-quarter lead over on the Classic Hits, 98.9 and flyoverpreps.com.
We'll take a break and be back with more of the Allen Superstore Halftime Report. It's Bergen 33, Southern Valley 28 on the Breeze.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
When you hear the name Furniture Direct, low prices is about what you'd expect. But at Furniture Direct, you get more than you expect, like coil spring seating in our catnapper recliners and motion furniture so they keep sitting great for years to come. Plus express delivery so you can enjoy your furniture right away. Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct, behind Sonic on South Burlington and Hastings, FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
Cargill knows the importance of quality. That's why Cargill has become one of the largest suppliers of liquid, dry fertilizer, and ag chemicals in South Central Nebraska and North Central Kansas. Cargill can ship nitrogen solution, blended liquid products, or dry blends to your farm by the semi-load. Cargill is your local supplier of Micro Essentials SZ, a dry phosphate, sulfur, and zinc fertilizer. Contact your Cargill farm marketer today. Cargill, helping farmers prosper.
Boston at three-pointer, bingo!
Private and score and draw the foul and a chance to tie it.
The rebound, back up and in.
Through both of the state tournaments, Platte River Radio coverage of high school basketball is presented by Hastings Orthopedic and Sports Medicine, Tom Dinsdale Automotive, DinsdaleAuto.com, and by Titan Machinery, your Case IH dealer, Kearney Hastings and Holdridge. Click out PlatteRiverPreps.com for time, stations, and streaming.
A layup, and it's up and in!
And that's the ball game.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Let's take a look at the first half stats of our basketball game here in the C2 quarterfinals. Starting with Southern Valley, it is 11 points to lead the way from Alex Kopp. He's hit three threes and a couple of free throws. He's got four rebounds. So a nice start there to the basketball game for Kopp. He got them off to a good start in the first quarter with 8 points. Now has 11 points, four rebounds. Chance Best, 4 points, three rebounds. Dalton Best has 4 points. And Hunter Quinn has 9 points and three rebounds. So both teams needing to get some more people involved in Archbishop Bergen. One of the reasons they were able to turn things around midway through the second quarter is they got other people involved, even if it was at the free throw line. Southern Valley had 7 rebounds in the first quarter, 3 in the second. 3 of 4 at the line of the first. They didn't go to the line at the second. Those are two big stats of the second quarter. 3-point shooting, 2 of 6 in the first, 1 of 7 in the second. Turnovers, 3 in each quarter. Dylan Brooks has 3 fouls here in the first half and 2 for Hunter Quinn. 17 points in the first quarter, 9 in the second at the half. Southern Valley, 26 points, 10 rebounds, 3 out of 4 at the free throw line, 3 of 13 from three-point land. 6 turnovers. For Archbishop Bergen, Cole Conrad, 9 points, 5 rebounds. Nathan Griffin, 1 point, 2 rebounds. Weston LaBelle, 2 points. Jonah Madsen has 3 threes, 9 points for him. Colton Bertico, 5 points, 2 rebounds. Ogby Thompson has a rebound. And Adam Dykeman, 8 points, 4 rebounds. 3 rebounds in the first quarter, 11 in the second compared to the Eagles' 3. Free throw shooting, 3 of 4 in the first quarter, 9 of 10 in the second quarter compared to Southern Valley not even attempting a free throw in the second quarter. So Archbishop Bergen getting it inside and working it tougher, getting the offensive board, getting fouled, and making their free throws. They're also making their threes. They were 3 of 4 in the second quarter after being just 1 of 5 in the first. Turnovers 3 in the first, 4 in the second. Foul situation, Adam Dykeman, the only player that has 2. Bergen had 9 points in the first quarter, 24 in the second. At the half, 33 points, 14 rebounds, 12 out of 14 at the free throw line, 4 of 9 from 3-point land, and 7 turnovers. At the half, Archbishop Bergen 33 and Southern Valley 28. And that is the halftime report brought to you by your locally owned and operated Allen Superstore of Hastings, the You Get More Superstore, West 2nd Street, Hastings. The second half is next.
When knees hurt, when joints ache, when bones break, trust the experienced team at Hastings Orthopedics. Our talented therapists, nurses, imaging staff, and skilled surgeons are trained experts on muscle, bone, and joint care. Don't let aches and pains slow you down. Reach your full potential with the caring, skilled team at Hastings Orthopedics. Feel like yourself again. Hastings Orthopedics and Sports Medicine.
With changes in health insurance these days, it is never too late to call and make sure you are getting the best coverage for you and your family. See the General Service Agency in Beaver City to find out how they can keep your home, life, auto, and health up to date and with coverage to give you peace of mind. Best of luck to our Southern Valley athletes and coaches in tonight's game.
The Breeze, 94.5.
State High School basketball tournament action is brought to you in part by Hastings Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Specialists. As your neighbor and orthopedic provider since 1956, Hastings Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Specialists have expanded their methods and delivery of care throughout central Nebraska and north central Kansas, giving you the highest level of care when and where you need it. Contact Hastings Orthopedic in Hastings or one of their satellite clinics today to start feeling like yourself again for a better tomorrow. With our producer-engineer John Dibbert and Jeff Babel, I'm Doug Duda, back here at the Prosh Activity Center at Lincoln Southeast, here in the Husker Power Products broadcast booth. Archbishop Bergen will get the ball to start the third quarter of play, and they lead it 33-28 after outscoring Southern Valley 24-9 in the second quarter of play. Looks like a 2-1-2 zone to start things off. They'll get it to Dykeman on the left elbow, into the corner for the three. Bertico off the heel, no good. Rebound ends up in the hands of Alex Kopp. Up the floor, he'll go to Miller. Ball fake, and there is a foul called in there. Somebody had to bump him, and free throws are coming up. I think the confusion by the official was which one actually did bump him.
Yeah, I thought it was Thompson there going up high, but they're actually going to give it to Mattson, I believe.
That'll be his second for his foul of the half, and Seth Miller now looking for his first point of the basketball game. Seth puts the free throw up and in. Seth averages about 6 points a ball game, so if he could get to that mark here, that would help his ball club since he didn't score in the first half. Second free throw on the way. It's good. So Miller hits them both, and the first 2 points of the second half belong to Southern Valley, and here they just about make a steal. Knock the ball out of bounds. Hunter Quinn, outstanding player. Outstanding athlete for the Eagles. Thompson will throw it in. Looks like the starting lineup the same as the second half lineup for both teams. So that means Southern Valley will go with Varela, Kopp, Perkins, Miller, and Quinn. Bergen will go with Griffin, Mattson, Bertico, Thompson, and Dykeman. Now Bertico gets it inside. Thompson has his first look that he will take. And the 10-footer is good for Ogby Thompson, a 6'8 senior. Makes it 35-30. Left-hand dribble, Miller brings it into the front court to Kopp. Kopp, top of the circle, open is Perkins. He'll come into the paint, and then he has it partially blocked by Dykeman, and Dykeman will take it away. Bergen has the ball into the front court with Griffin. His pass off the knee of Southern Valley and out of bounds.
Yeah, it looked like that one just went off Perkins' left leg, Doug, and out of bounds, so Bergen will retain possession right now, up by 5.
You're listening to the State High School Basketball Tournament here on The Breeze, 94.5. Trying to lob it into Dykeman. Quinn with the steal and then getting knocked to the floor. Trying to pick up the ball is Miller. And this foul is going to be called on Colton Bertico. That'll be his first and the team's second. That's the 8th Southern Valley turnover. update from Classic Hits. 98-9 Spalding Academy, a 29-15 lead over Elwood. 3:20 to go in the second quarter. Miller brings it up against the Bergen man-to-man. The Perkins at the top of the circle. That's brought Dykeman up on him out of the paint. Now they'll go top of the key. Three. Varela blocked. Blocked by Griffin. He gets it back. Caught from 23. It's an air ball. Quinn can't get it. It's out of bounds. Or do we get a foul? We're going to get a pushing foul called here. And it's going to go on Bergen. And they've got, just like they did in the first quarter, three quick fouls here in the second quarter, and it's the third on Madsen.
Yeah, it looked like Madsen just gave Hunter Quinn a little shiv arm when Quinn was trying to go and save that ball, you know, maybe trying to prevent him from getting to it. Picks up his third foul, though.
Yeah, everybody in the gym was watching that point of the floor as they get the ball in. And another foul. Quinn backdoor, and this one might be on Conrad. The old inbounds throw it to the back side of the lane, but the foul will be on Griffin, his second. Four fouls here in less than 2 minutes to start the second half for Bergen.
Yeah, Miller drew two of them, and now Quinn gets a couple inside as well. So Southern Valley looking to maybe get to the bonus a little quicker in the second half. He could start making free throws and chip away at this five-point lead.
And it looks like we might have a little blood here on Adam Dykeman. And there's some blood on the floor. They're trying to figure out who it's on to clean it up. So that's going to take a second. Checking in for Archbishop Bergen, Tanner Beggs. So Tanner comes in at 5'9", and you're losing about 10 inches worth of height out there as they clean up the blood. And they're looking for a towel to clean up the floor here a little bit. So we've got a break in the action. We'll take it with them and remind you that you're listening to the state basketball tournament brought to you by Tom Dinsdale Automotive, BMW, Chevrolet, Cadillac, GMC, Hyundai, and Hallmark Trailers, located at Stanley Park Road and South Webb Road in Grand Island. Or you can visit them online at DinsdaleAuto.com for a complete look at their inventory of over 400 vehicles, plus service, repair, and a full body shop at Tom Dinsdale Automotive in Grand Island. We'll take a break and be back with more of the state tournament after this 30-second timeout.
You get more Superstore. Shopping centered around you. One-stop shop that gives you more. Shopping centered around you. Whether you get more, Superstore, Allen's Superstore.
The Breeze, 94.5.
They're trying to get Adam Dykeman the blood off of his shorts down there. You got the old shout pen out. Looks like they've got the floor almost cleaned up here. And when we get back to action, Hunter Quinn will shoot some free throws.
Yeah, Cole Conrad back into the game, Doug. He was a heck of a player off the bench in that first half for Bergen. We'll see if he brings him that same spark in the second half.
Hunter Quinn will put the first free throw up, and it is in. Second free throw for Quinn. Got them both. And Hunter now has 11 points. Kopp has 11 points. 22 of the 32. And it's 35-32. Bergen with the lead after Quinn makes both free throws out of the blood stoppage. So 35-32. 5:50 to go here in the third quarter of play. A lot of game left with it. LaBelle outside the right wing. Bergen goes to Conrad. Comes in. Too big, pushes his man around. Shot no good, got the offensive rebound. Powers it back up, won't go a second time. Third time, back up, a foul, and the shot won't go for Tanner Beggs, but he is going to go to the line looking for his first points, and here we go again, Jeff. The offensive boards being hit hard by Bergen. They did not get that advantage in the first quarter, but ever since, they have really dominated the boards.
Yeah, and they got two straight runs right there by Conrad, and the third one was put back and fouled on the free throw. So, Boggs to the free throw line, it looks like.
So, Tanner Boggs missed the first one. The foul was on Perkins, his second. Boggs will hit the second one. First point of the ball game for Tanner Boggs. 36-32, Archbishop Bergen. And now he'll come out of the game as they have got Dykeman cleaned up over there from the blood, and he's back in with Conrad on the post along with LaBelle and Griffin, and also on the floor is going to be Matt Arbertico. With it is Perkins out at the 28-foot line. Uses his dribble. Tries to get it to Miller. Almost stolen away. And then a double dribble going to be called on Seth. Seth thought that the ball had been knocked away by Perkins so that he could dribble again. But the double dribble called. Turnover number two of the quarter and nine of the game. Let's change that. First of the quarter, seventh of the game for Southern Valley. 36-32. Archbishop Bergen with the lead. Southern Valley's only point so far in the quarter on four free throws, which they didn't get in the second quarter, so they immediately get there here, and Bertico tries a three. It's no good. Long rebound, tapped into the hands of Kopp. Off to the races. Pulls up, doesn't take the three, finds Varela. Over to Miller. Seth for three. Banked it in. From the left wing, it was so far off the mark that he banked it in. And it's 36-35, and in the backcourt, Miller trying to make the play is called for the blocking foul. Some disagreement, apparently, among the fans, Jeff, about what that should have been.
Yeah, they would have thought Miller was able to take the charge there. Miller was playing good defense, but I think that was the good call there. Miller's feet were moving.
And so Archbishop Brigham will get the ball back. Southern Valley was looking to keep that momentum going with the three-pointer made. They've cut it to one. Four and a half to go, third quarter. And into the front court with it will be Griffin. Griffin skip pass over to Bertico. Bertico, good move down the right baseline, lays it up and in. Colton now with 7 points in the ball game, 38-35, Bergen. Chop into the front court here. Eagles have not been overly successful from the outside since the first quarter. They get it down low. Perkins, short jumper, no good. Offensive rebound, Dylan Brooks can't finish. And the rebound brought down by LaBelle for the Knights. So Archbishop Bergen can take the momentum right back here if they can score on this possession, and they'll drive left baseline, and Dykeman is fouled. And if it's on Hunter Quinn, that would be his third, or is it on Brooks, his fourth? Let's find out. It's going to be on Quinn. That's his third. And at the line to shoot a pair of free throws, Adam Dykeman, and he's been just fine from the line so far, where he is 4-4.
Believe it. Won't have any hindrance. Quinn will stay in the game with those three fouls. Coach Miller needs that offense.
And the free throw is up, and it is in for Dykeman. 39-35. Bellevue West leading Omaha Central after the first quarter of play, 18-14 in Class A action. Earlier tonight, Norfolk beat the top-ranked team, Omaha South, in triple overtime, 70-66. The second free throw is up. And it is good. Dykeman now has 10 points. 40-35. Bergen on the post. Brooks back out. Miller. Quick three left corner. That one does not go. Rebound brought down by Dykeman. And he's starting to find his mojo again here for the Knights. Down to Conrad. Lowers his shoulder charge. And that was a good one. Or a, not a good one, but a good one for Southern Valley, because it would have either been the fourth foul on Quinn or the charge on Conrad. That is his second, 15 foul of the half.
Yeah, good positioning by Quinn, just getting underneath that basket and drawing the charge now. So Southern Valley still down by five, haven't chipped into this lead since half.
Halftime, Spalding, Spalding Academy, 41, Elwood 22 on Classic Hits, 98-9. 40-35, Bergen, Southern Valley pick and roll. They get it to Brooks, backs in on Conrad. The cutter, Kopp comes into the land of the Giants and draws the foul. Conrad and Dykeman were both there. Conrad thinks it's on him, and he's right. That's his third. And at the line to shoot a pair of free throws will be Alex Kopp. And Donovan Trumbull awaits the winner. A 40-27 win over Sutton in a game that actually wasn't that close. It was 38-17 late in the game. And Sutton, once there were some subs, closed the game on a 10-2 run. And the free throw by Kopp is off the mark, no good. Conrad is out and checking in. Logan Boville for the first time for Bergen.
Southern Valley was able to get Quinn and Kopp going in that first quarter, and they need to get those guys stepping back up here in the third.
Second free throw up and in. Kopp has three free throws and three threes for his total. 40-36, Bergen, 3:10 to go here in the third quarter. Long pass, LaBelle, open underneath, four-footer. No, won't go. Ball saved, though, by Southern Valley. Kind of a lucky break. Jeremiah Perkins dropped it, had to save it from going out of bounds, so he just threw it in, and it actually hit LaBelle right on the toe and kicked out of bounds. So a break there in Southern Valley will enter Dalton Best into the game. So Best and Miller and Kopp and Brooks and Quinn on the floor. Best needs to get it in and finds Brooks. Dillon needs a guard, and he finds Seth Miller. 3 minutes to go, third quarter, here in the Husker Power Product booth, broadcast booth. Lob across the top of the zone to Kopp, runs right over Dykeman. That's the right call. Kopp thought that he was going to have the baseline open. He's pleading his case. And Alex Kopp with his second personal foul. It was just too big of a collision to ignore.
Yeah, and Dykeman did a great job getting to that baseline, using it as almost a second defender. Kopp just tried to find someone underneath, but ran out of real estate and just run him over.
Doug Duda, Jeff Babel with you on KLIQ-FM. Hastings, Kearney, Oxford, and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Ball is tipped out of bounds. And back to the basketball game comes Chance Best. Doug Duda, Jeff Babel with you here at the Projectivity Center. Lob underneath for an alley-oop. Dykeman says, why am I on the ground? The dunk hit the front of the rim. They are not happy. Rebound Chance Best to the other end. Brooks underneath. Missed the turnaround jumper. Dykeman hustles back, grabs the basketball. They're not happy right now. There is some fire in this Bergen team, and Southern Valley better be ready for it.
Yeah, it was an alley-oop attempt. Both players went up pretty strong. End up, Bergen player was on the floor, so the crowd's into it now. The players are getting into it as well.
Vertico drives in. He puts up an off-balance jumper. No good. Brooks with the rebound. He'll get it to Kopp, but Southern Valley needs to score. They don't have a two-point bucket in the half. Hunter Quinn's called for the charge, and I didn't like that one. Dykeman takes the charge, and Hunter Quinn just got his fourth personal foul. And he's probably going to have to come out of the game with a minute 57 to go here in the second quarter. Those charge blocks are such judgment calls that you're always going to have disagreement in the stands.
That was a tough play for Quinn. It looked like maybe you could have seen the play coming, maybe try to sidestep him a little bit. Ran right into him, though.
Well, Dykeman did a good job getting the charge on Kopp, but I did not agree with that one. I thought that was on Dykeman. He didn't get there in time. With it will be Griffin. Griffin into the paint, leaves it off for LaBelle. LaBelle lays it up and in. 42-36. Bergen with the lead. Into the front court they go. And again, Southern Valley needs some points, and I'm surprised that Coach Miller hasn't called a timeout. They've had four of them, and they've been stagnant, and they throw it away here. Outlet pass LaBelle ahead of everybody. The layup, though, no good. And then Dykeman just shoved Kopp in the back. And the foul will be called on Adam Dykeman. And kind of a couple of foolish plays both ends here. There is no reason. I mean, Dykeman is very unhappy. Kind of voiced it a little bit. Kopp trying to catch his breath down here. I don't know why Dykeman's pleading his case. It was a full arm extension right in the back of Kopp. That's a no-doubter. And we've got a player trying to check into the game here. And we're in the 1-1 in the third quarter, Jeff. That's the 12th foul called here in the third quarter. You think it ain't brutal? And if they'd called everything that the fans wanted, we'd have about 20 of them so far.
Yeah, we'll see if the physicality and the ability of the fouls starts to favor Bergen more in this game.
It's actually Chance Best at the line, and he missed the free throw. And the rebound brought down by LaBelle. And even though a couple calls have went against Southern or went against Bergen, they are pulling away. Drive dish to LaBelle. He'll lay it up and in. And an 8-point lead for Bergen, their largest of the game. 44-36, and Southern Valley just simply is not scoring. Dalton Best gives it over to Perkins. Perkins drives the left baseline, falls down. Out of bounds he goes. Southern Valley is pressing right now. They are not getting what they want done. They just kind of don't know what to do. Yep. Quinn's not out there. Miller just finally checked back in. But they seem to be a little disorganized, discombobulated.
Yeah, you had said maybe a timeout would do something like that, draw something out of that timeout, maybe get a three for Kopp, try and do something like that. But Southern Valley going to try and do it the old-fashioned way.
And now that we're down to a minute, pointless. Cop went for the steal in the backcourt, and they're going to call him for the foul. That is his third. That is the sixth foul in the quarter on Southern Valley. Seven have been whistled on Archbishop Bergen. This could come down to a free throw shooting competition. Both teams have been pretty decent so far from the line. In fact, Bergen is 15 out of 18 at the line, and Southern Valley is 8 out of 11. 50 seconds remaining in the quarter, and an 8-point lead for Bergen, and they've got the ball. And down the floor, Madsen decides to kick it out. And Coach Chris Paulson wants him to pull it out and hold for one, which isn't a bad idea. You have built yourself a nice 8-point lead. No need to give Southern Valley the ball back, even if you don't score. Back in there is Boggs. Now underneath, they got it to the big fella, Conrad. Missed the layup, but another rebound, and LaBelle puts it up and in. Another second-chance bucket for Archbishop Bergen. 15 seconds to go. Kopp to Miller. Seth for the quick three. He got it. Still some time on the clock here for Bergen. 6 seconds to go. Ball in the backcourt. Boggs trying to get it up. Griffin down the lane, runs into the defender, and a blocking foul with 1 second on Dalton Best. And both teams are now in the 1-1. I don't know if I've seen that in a long time where both teams are in the 1-1 in the third quarter.
Yeah, Best just tried to step in front and draw a charge, but got there pretty late. Maybe it would have been better just trying to get a contested hand up there because there's only 1 second left. Bergen will head to the line.
Griffin to shoot two, and the first one is in and out, no good. So 1 second left here on the clock. 46-39 Bergen. Second free throw for Griffin. He's one of three for his only point. That one no good. Rebound comes down to the Eagles, and that is the end of the third quarter of play, and the defending state champion has some work to do. It's Archbishop Bergen 46, Southern Valley 39. You're listening to the state tournament on The Breeze and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Cargill knows the importance of quality. That's why Cargill has become one of the largest suppliers of liquid, dry fertilizer, and ag chemicals in South Central Nebraska and North Central Kansas. Cargill can ship nitrogen solution, blended liquid products, or dry blends to your farm by the semi-load. Cargill is your local supplier of Micro Essentials SZ, a dry phosphate, sulfur, and zinc fertilizer. Contact your Cargill farm marketer today. Cargill, helping farmers prosper.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Back to Lincoln Southeast High School. Right now, 46-39. Archbishop Bergen with the lead. Some other scores for you in Class B. Scotts Bluff leading Omaha Scott down to two now after the end of three, 43-41. 41-22, Spalding Academy in D2. Last check in Omaha Central leading Bellevue West leading Omaha Central 18-14.
Seth Miller will fire a three to start the fourth quarter. It's no good, but the rebound brought down by Hunter Quinn, who spin and score. Quinn now with 13 points, 12 for Alex Kopp. The lead down to 5, 46-41 in favor of Bergen, but they break the press, bring it down the lane, and the scoop shot up and in by Nate Griffin. That is his first bucket of the basketball game. And it'll be Southern Valley basketball. Varela, who's been very quiet today, to Quinn for three, hits the rim and goes over the backboard and is no good. 5 of 19 from three-point land for Southern Valley, 4 of 11 for Archbishop Bergen.
Yeah, Southern Valley just needs a bit of a run, a big shot to get him back in this game.
Seems like every time Southern Valley is at that key possession, they haven't been able to do anything with it. There they pull up and take a quick three, and it doesn't work. Press broke again. Madsen brings it in, got his man in the air. Quinn and lays it up and in. 11 points now for Jonah Madsen. That's his first two. He had three threes. And it is 50-41. Archbishop Bergen with a couple of early buckets here in the fourth quarter to go up by nine. Varela, who has not scored in the game, Only gets about five to Quinn. Now to Varela. Another three. Again, it's no good. And again, it goes over the backboard. It's a bad break. They don't get any chance at a rebound. But again, they probably don't get a chance at a foul. Both teams are in the bonus. And we have got a timeout called here by Southern Valley. It's a 30-second timeout with 6:44 to go in the basketball game. 50-41. Archbishop Bergen. We'll be right back.
And to Tom Dinsdale Automotive for a truck or SUV that works as hard as you do. Get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 three-quarter ton Chevy or GMC truck. Or get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 Chevy Tahoe, Suburban, or Traverse, or GMC Acadia, Yukon, or Yukon XL. Go to DinsdaleTrucks.com today.
Tom Dinsdale, your truck destination.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Webster Power Products broadcast booth here at Project Activity Center. Lincoln Southeast High School. Donovan Trumbull beat Sutton tonight 40-27 in our first game. Our second game now, Southern Valley trails Bergen 50-41. They were up 19-9. And since then, Bergen has really controlled this basketball game, got the lead out to 10. It's now 9, and here comes Bertico, swings it out for a three-pointer on the way, and it is good by Jonah Madsen. You have got to keep an eye on Madsen. That's his fourth three of the game, and it's 53-41, Bergen's biggest lead at 12. Just after the Eagles had it down to 5, that's 7 in a row. Give and go Brooks, got both men in the air. Shot will be blocked, Dykeman, and out of bounds it goes. Almost a nice save by Cole Conrad. Brooks actually did do the ball fake and took it up. Still had his shot blocked.
Yeah, Madsen for Bergen got their run going there in the second quarter with all those threes he made, and makes another one right there in the fourth quarter to kind of separate Bergen now.
Quinn on the inbounds, doesn't get the three away, takes it at Dykeman. Dykeman flops, shot no good, rebound Best. Best is fouled. Dalton will go to the line and shoot two. He's got 4 points, a couple of boards now in the game. Again, both teams are in the bonus, and Madsen, the three-point shooter, just picked up his fourth personal foul. And to shoot two, Dalton Best, the first one, dances in. Got the shooter's touch off the back iron. Southern Valley got the first bucket here of the fourth quarter to cut it to 5, and then the next 7 points put up by Bergen. Madsen will come out. LaBelle will come back in. Second free throw now on the way, and it is good. For Best, he's got 6 points. 53-43, though, Bergen's got a nice 10-point cushion here, and then they turn the basketball over. Quinn up to Miller, who takes it in for the layup and scores. Nice steal and bucket, and they're going to call a foul, too, Jeff.
Yeah, it was a late foul, but it was a good call because I think Miller was just hip-checked basically into the padding there, so Miller had a chance to go to the free throw line and get a three-point play, kind of that big momentum play that maybe Southern Valley needs.
Bertico with his second foul. Miller, free throw up and good. So 5 straight here now for Southern Valley. The lead cut from 12 down to 7, but this is where they must get that stop. It's a good start, but they need a stop here. Bertico swings it over to LaBelle. Into the corner to Dykeman. On the post, they get it to Conrad. Conrad back to Dykeman. He stepped out of bounds. They almost missed it, but the official did look down at the right time. And a turnover here, back-to-back turnovers by Bergen. They've got 10 in the game. Again, this is the possession that counts. This is the possession the Eagles in the second half really haven't been able to get by. Get that third score. Because Archbishop Bergen sure has. Kopp hasn't fired a long-range three in a while. Miller, top of the circle, gives it to Quinn. Hunter Quinn off the pick, down the lane, has room. The finger roll, no good. Rebound tipped out. Seth Miller will grab the loose ball. Back up top to Brooks.
Kopp wide open.
Kopp, ball fake, gets the three. On the way, too strong. 0-4 in the quarter from outside. Rebound to Boggs. There you have it. They got two looks at it. Couldn't capitalize. And now coast-to-coast Griffin throws it away. He wanted the wraparound pass to LaBelle, which was a good idea. 3 straight turnovers for Bergen. Can the Eagles do something with it? Still a lot of time, but instead of playing between 7 and 11, you'd like to play between 1 and 5. 5 minutes to go. Kopp on the post to Brooks, and there's a reach-in foul on Bertico. And that is the 10th foul of the half, and we are just under 5 minutes to go in the game. Dylan Brooks, though, hasn't scored, hasn't shot a free throw, and let's see what he can do at the free throw line.
Well, they did get the 10th foul, so now it'll be double bonus the rest of the way. So Southern Valley, another way to get back into this game is shooting the free throws. They're a pretty good free throw shooting team, except Brooks, maybe not the guy you want at the line, but he'll try to put him get to it right here.
Well, let's see what the senior can do. First one up, and it is in. Dylan Brooks. Halftime in A, Bellevue West 36, Omaha Central 26. Omaha Scott leads Scottsbluff 49-43. They're on a 10-0 run with 4 minutes to go in the game, and Brooks hits them both. That's the way you step up. The senior Dylan Brooks, seven in a row now for Southern Valley. 53-48, Bergen, 4:50 to go in the game. Get it across the timeline, jump pass to Griffin. Griffin down to the baseline, Conrad. Conrad, skip pass over to Bertico. Up top to Griffin. Conrad open on the baseline, and Brooks, oh, they knocked it away. They call no foul. Steal made. Nice play, Brooks. And as they get it up ahead, Dylan's fouled. How in the world did Dylan Brooks take it away at one end and beat everybody back to the other end?
That's good hustle right there by Brooks, getting a clean block there too. Beautiful job running the baseline, getting the foul. Dylan Brooks stepping up.
And timeout on the floor, Archbishop Bergen. 4:30 to go in this state quarterfinal. It's still Archbishop Bergen 53, Southern Valley 48, but seven in a row, looking for more at the free throw line for the Eagles when we come back.
Power efficiency and dependability from your tractor, and when it's time to trade, you want the best resale value. That's what you get with the Case IH Magnum tractors from Fairbanks International. With nine models, Case IH Magnum set productivity standards the competition just can't match. For a limited time, you can finance your new Magnum with an interest waiver for 12 months. For power, efficiency, ease of maintenance, comfort, and financing, see the Case IH Magnum from Fairbanks International. Better solutions.
The Breeze, 94.5.
IQFM, Hastings, Kearney, Stamford, brought to you in part by Titan Machinery Group, your Case IH dealer in Kearney, Hastings, and Holdridge. Don't forget at the end of the game, the Misco Sports postgame show. Right now, Dylan Brooks back to the free throw line where he cashed in a couple the last trip down the floor. The free throw is up. And that one sat on the rim and would not go. A little short. Second free throw now coming up for Brooks. Dylan Brooks puts the free throw up, and that's good. So he hit 3 of 4, gets a steal. The lead is 4. This is as close as Southern Valley has been in the last 10 minutes. They were down 5 at the half. Haven't been closer. Ball knocked away by Best, but Chance slapped it into the hands of the trailer in Adam Dykeman, and they'll set things up trying to trap with his own. Cop knocked it away. Trouble for Bergen. They save it to Conrad. He's on the block right side. Into the corner, they'll go to Bertico. Bertico gives it back to Boggs, who's in there out of the timeout, to Conrad. Back up, being very patient. Dykeman, free throw line. Pull-up jumper, and he got it. Big shot by the leading scorer, Adam Dykeman. That's only his third bucket of the game to go along with 6 free throws. He's got 12. 55-49. Boy, that doesn't go. And it gets really interesting. Southern Valley now down by 6. Miller holding the ball. Brooks has to come out and help him. They'll get it back to Seth and reset it from the center circle. 3.5 to go. Miller with a left-hand dribble off the screen. Has some room. Comes in. Double clutches. Puts it up and around and in. Seth Miller, all of his points here in the second half. We said if he could get to his 6-point average, that'd be awesome. How about 13? For Seth Miller. And at the other end, they get it to Conrad, but he decides not to drive. 55-51, Bergen. Dykeman on the block left side. Back out of the wing. Boggs gets it out of there. Top of the circle. They try to get it back down low. Quinn goes for it. Knocks it out of bounds. Bergen ball. Southern Valley has 3 timeouts. Bergen has 4 timeouts remaining. So expect a lot of strategy if it stays close down the stretch. And Bergen to throw it in. Bertico to an unguarded Griffin out top. Back to Bertico for 3, and he got it. And every time Bergen needs a big shot, they seem to be able to cash it in. 58-51. 7-point lead. Quinn with it. Over to Miller. Miller off the screen. Crossover dribble doesn't go anywhere. Back up to Brooks. Brooks, he wants to drive. Takes it in on Conrad. Some reason didn't take the shot. His pass out to Best is tipped out of bounds. Brooks took it aggressive at Conrad, but then stopped.
Sorry, I had my mic off there. Yeah, good job there, Quinn. You got to take that up, though, and try and get the basket because you're down by seven. You need something here going under 3 minutes to go.
2.5. Best dribble penetration. Got his man in the air. Drew the foul. Shot won't go. Foul called on Nathan Griffin. And that's the story. They cut it to 4, but 90 seconds roll off the clock, and now they're down 7, and there's only 2.5 left.
And that's Archbishop Bergen, that inbound play where they threw it in and then gave it right back to the inbound player and hit the three. That was a beautiful play design, though.
For some reason, the Bergen fans all standing here. Not sure exactly what happened there, but at the line to shoot 2, Chance Best, and he missed it. He's 0 of 2 at the line. Second free throw up, and it is in. So Chance Best gets 1 of 2, 58-52, full court pressure on. Get it to Vertigo. Vertigo gets by 1-2, lobs it. Conrad underneath, layup good. Not only do they break the press, they attack the press. First points of the second half for Conrad, 60-52. Bergen with 2:10 to go. Miller in the front court. Brooks dropped it. Turned over by Southern Valley, their first of the fourth quarter. Up ahead, Madsen stops, scores. And there you go. It's been a run of 7. 7 in a row by Bergen. Free throw line jumper, Kopp, no good. And the rebound brought down by Griffin. And that's the run that's going to do it, Jeff. They cut it to 4, and then a 7-1 run, and it's up to 10 with a minute 45 to go. Bergen hitting the shots when they need it, and they lead it 62-52. Dykeman to Conrad. Brooks goes for the steal. I would think Conrad would be one of the guys you want to foul. Conrad looked at the three. The whole gym said, "Doh!" So Conrad drives, and his finger roll is good. 64-52. Into the front court, Quinn for 3. It's no good. Conrad gets the rebound, and then it's taken away by Miller, and Miller's fouled. He'll get a couple of free throws. So they're still battling, but, man, what happened? What just happened? 64-52. The Eagles had cut it to 4, had all the momentum, and now it's virtually over.
Yeah, a big three by Bergen, and then a couple of big possessions right after that to follow it up and extend it to 10. Southern Valley wasn't able to get much done.
The fourth foul on Conrad. Miller missed the free throw. So Seth Miller and Dylan Brooks stepped up here in the second half, but Alex Kopp, 1 point. Hunter Quinn, 1 bucket. So freaky the way things change there for the Eagles. 64-52, Bergen, 1:14 to go. Then it's the Misco Sports postgame show. Free throw by Seth Miller is on the way, and he got the second one. Seth with 14 second-half points. 64-53, and a foul will be called. Every foul is 2 free throws, and it's the fourth on Alex Kopp. Well, excuse me, that is a 1-1. That's the 8th foul on the Eagles, so we're still in a 1-1. As some of the crowd starts to file out of here because it's going to be a while to get out of the parking lot. And it's very, very warm as it is every time here at Lincoln Southeast. And at the line to shoot the 1-1, Griffin, he is 1 of 4, and he doesn't make this one. The rebound brought down by Quinn. Hunter will bring the ball up the floor. Drive in, try to draw contact on Dykeman, throws it up, no good. Rebound brought down by Madsen, and another foul with exactly 1 minute to go. Quinn tried to do the right thing, make him think he was going to take the three and drive in, but Dykeman stayed right with him, tried not to do anything too crazy, didn't get the foul call, and so at the line will be Jonah Madsen to shoot a 1-1. He hasn't shot a free throw all night, but does have 16 points. He's hit 4 threes. He's got 7 here in the quarter, and a lot of them to help stem the tide after it was cut to 4. And the free throw is up, and it is short. Ball tipped out to Seth Miller. Dykeman just about came away with it to Kopp. Kopp into the corner to Quinn. Quinn, the quick three. It's good. Timeout will be called. That's the first three of the game for Hunter Quinn. They're one of six here in the fourth quarter. And with 51 seconds remaining in the game, it's Bergen 64, Southern Valley 56 here on the Breeze.
The Oxford Supermarket is a proud supporter of the area athletes and would like to invite everyone in to check out the great variety they have to offer for a small town store. They have the freshest meats, the greatest selection of wines and spirits. They're also your Traeger grill dealer. So get your Traeger and your pellets and grab your favorite steak or burger. And don't forget the drinks for great tailgating. All at the Oxford Supermarket in Oxford.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back to the Husker Power Products broadcast booth. Let's take a look at the latest scores here. Brought to you by Furniture Direct. We deliver the score. Furniture Direct delivers to your door. Get more than you expect when you shop Furniture Direct just south of Sonic and Hastings and at FurnitureDirectHastings.com. Jeffrey, what do you have?
Yeah, I got a final in B, Doug. Omaha Scutt pulls away, beats Scotts Bluff 58-49 in there. Last check I had of a score there, Bellevue West was leading Omaha Central at halftime 36-26. That game's quite a bit behind because of the three overtime victory for Norfolk. Those are the two I got for you, Doug.
And Class D2 currently airing on Classic Hits 98.9 between Elwood and Spalding Academy, who was way up in that game. And a quick foul again here, going to be called on Varela. So back to the free throw line here for Bergen. There's just enough time that Bergen's got to make a couple. Dykeman is 6 of 6 at the line, so they want to have him there. And the free throw is no good. Can you believe it? That was the 10th foul, so he gets two. And there's the offensive-defensive switch. Bring in the offensive players to shoot the bucket. Bring in the guys that can afford to commit fouls out of the timeout. Second free throw for Dykeman. And he will put this one up and in. So Dykeman now with 13. It's still a 9-point game. 65-56. Kopp, a deep three. It is no good. Fight for the rebound. Pulled down by Dykeman. And the clock continues to run as they play keep away. Varela gets the foul with 38 seconds. And trotting to the other end to shoot two free throws will be Madsen. Jonah is 0 of 1. Missed the front end of the 1-1. 65-56 Bergen over the defending state champions from Southern Valley. The free throw is good. Excuse me, that is not Madsen. That is Vertico. He's 2 of 2 now, 3 of 3. And the second one good. He makes him in his sleep just by the way he steps up there and shoots the free throws. So he's 4 of 4 at the line. 67-56. Varela gets it to Quinn. Quinn, top of the key. The three is no good. Long rebound comes out. Southern Valley will get it with Kopp. Kopp will fire a three. It's good. Timeout will be called by Coach John Miller. And for Alex Kopp, that is his first bucket of the second half. And Southern Valley will have one timeout remaining with 21 seconds remaining in the basketball game. Bergen 67, Southern Valley 59. We'll be right back.
In health insurance these days, it is never too late to call and make sure you are getting the best coverage for you and your family. See the General Service Agency in Beaver City to find out how they can keep your home, life, auto, and health up to date and with coverage to give you peace of mind. Best of luck to our Southern Valley athletes and coaches in tonight's game.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Again, with our producer-engineer John Devert and Jeff Babel, Doug Duda with you here. As always, a big thank you to our sponsors. And Varela went for the steal on the inbound, but another foul committed. And so we walk to the other end. That's the fourth on Varela. And this time it is Jonah Madsen at the line to shoot two free throws. 67-59, Bergen, 20 seconds to go. Free throw up, free throw good. And Bergen looked pretty solid tonight, a slow start, but once they made that run midway through the second quarter, they controlled this game. Second free throw, no good. Rebound brought down by Dalton Best. And a timeout for the Eagles, and they're going to clear the bench here. with 18 seconds to go as the white flag is extended and a fresh five will come into the game for Southern Valley. Try and pick up a few of those numbers for you. It looks like Trent Cradle is going to come in. Tom Hoxmeyer going to come in. Colton, now let's see, we'll get another number in there for you. 21 is listed as Colton Samuelson. Dakota Ridpath gets in there. Tom Hoxmeyer. And it will be Southern Valley basketball. Looks like Bergen's going to bring some kids in as well. With 18 seconds remaining. And it will be the Eagles to throw it in. And on the inbound, try to steal it away, but it's grabbed there by Cradle. Then the ball does go out of bounds. And Bergen is going to sub in JT Becerra. And JT will come into the basketball game with 14 seconds to go. Bergen really just wants to hold the ball and let this game conclude. Some pressure put on by the Eagles. Becerra has it. Just kind of standing in place. Gives it into the hands of his teammate in Kimmerer. And that is going to be the end of this basketball game. The final score is Archbishop Bergen 68 and Southern Valley 59. Southern Valley will end the season at 21-4. Bergen will improve to 22-3 and advance on to the state semifinals tomorrow afternoon at 3:45 against Donovan Trumbull, and the game can be heard on The Breeze right here, 94.5 FM from the Bob Devaney Sports Center. We'll be back with the Mesco Sports postgame show right after this timeout.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines and Zuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
When knees hurt, when joints ache, when bones break, trust the experienced team at Hastings Orthopedics. Our talented therapists, nurses, imaging staff, and skilled surgeons are trained experts on muscle, bone, and joint care. Don't let aches and pains slow you down. Reach your full potential with the caring, skilled team at Hastings Orthopedics. Feel like yourself again. Hastings Orthopedics and Sports Medicine.
The Breeze, 94.5.
This is the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports taking care of the area schools and athletes for years and will continue to do so from their storefront location in Ord, but they travel the entire state making sure no matter what the spring, winter, or fall sports season is, you're ready to go at Misco Sports. Jeff, let's take a look at what else has happened here in the late session.
Yeah, we got a couple more scores in. Again, in Class A, it was at halftime. Last time I had checked, I'll get you another score as quickly as I can, but Bellevue West was leading 36-26. We did get a final in B as Omaha Scutt defeated Scottsbluff 58-49. So Scutt will advance to the semifinals tomorrow against Elkhorn South, so the top four in B advanced as well. And last check, Elwood was down to Spalding Academy, and I do believe
that has gone to the fourth quarter. It's 55-32, Spalding leading Elwood on Classic Hits 98.9.
Yeah, I think that's all the scores I got for you, Doug.
All right. Well, let's take a look at the final stats. First off, for Southern Valley, they had a total of six players score. Alex Kopp with 15 points and eight rebounds in the basketball game. One rebound for Jeremiah Perkins. Seth Miller, 14 points, all in the second half, three rebounds. Chance Best, 5 points, four rebounds. Dalton Best, 6 points, three rebounds. Hunter Quinn ended up being the leading scorer with 16 points, five rebounds. And Dylan Brooks played well off the bench tonight. Just 3 points, but it was just the things he did, those little things that you've got to do, and his hustle, 3 points, two rebounds. 10 rebounds in the first half, 16 in the second half for the Eagles. Free throw shooting, 3 of 4 in the first half, 13 of 18 in the second half. Three-point shooting, 3 of 13 in the first half and 4 of 11, it looks like, in the second half. Turnover, 6 in the first half, 4 in the second half. The Eagles had 28 points at halftime. They scored 31 in the second half and finish with a respectable 59 points, 26 rebounds, 13 out of 18 at the free throw line, 7 of 24 from three-point land, and 10 turnovers. Southern Valley will end their year at 22-3. For Archbishop Bergen, Cole Conrad, really impressed with him, Jeff, off the bench. He came in and played a very good game for Bergen tonight, was above his average, way above in points and rebounds tonight.
Yeah, and we didn't want to mock him, but he had that big head of lettuce on him and kind of was just like, you know, this Cole kid's coming in and giving him some good minutes. And then it turned out that he was kind of, I think, the pivot point of that offense in that first half, getting some good offensive rebounds, getting some better looks. Started to really spur him in the second half, got those offensive rebounds out to Mattson, and Mattson did a good job of nailing some of those threes to get that run going and take Bergen's first lead, and then they never did give it back. So good job coming off the bench there for the big man number 0, Cole Conrad. He did a good job down low.
13.7 rebounds for Conrad. Tanner Boggs, 1.2 rebounds. Nathan Griffin, 3 points, 3 rebounds, and a block. Weston LaBelle, 8 points, 3 rebounds. Jonah Madsen led 3 players in double figures with 17 points, 1 rebound. Colton Bertico, 12 points, 2 rebounds. Ogby Thompson, 2 points, 1 rebound. And Adam Dykeman held under his season average, but it's okay. They win it, 13 points, 7 rebounds, and 2 block shots. 14 rebounds in the first half, 12 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 12 of 14 in the first half, 7 of 14 in the second half. Three-point shooting, 4 of 9 in the first half, 2 of 4 in the second half, including back-to-back threes in that fourth quarter once the lead was down to 4, helped spring it back up to 12 in the game. Turnovers, 7 in the first half, 6 in the second half. Bergen had 33 points at halftime, and they're able to pick up, it looks like, a total of 35 in the second half. And they had big second and fourth quarters, 24 and 22. And so Bergen the Knights will finish with 68 points, 26 rebounds, 19 out of 28 at the free throw line. They were 6 of 13 from three-point land, which is very, very good. 3 block shots, 13 turnovers. Bergen improves to 22-3 with a 68-59 win over Southern Valley and advances to the C2 state semifinals tomorrow against Donovan Trumbull. We're almost set. The Class A game running behind because of the triple overtime Norfolk win. But we'll get you set for tomorrow after this final break of the Misco Sports postgame show.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
The Oxford Supermarket is a proud supporter of the area athletes and would like to invite everyone in to check out the great variety they have to offer for a small town store. They have the freshest meats, the greatest selection of wines and spirits. They're also your Traeger grill dealer. So get your Traeger and your pellets and grab your favorite steak or burger. And don't forget the drinks for great tailgating. All at the Oxford Supermarket in Oxford.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back to high school basketball here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ. In Hastings, Kearney, Oxford, glad to be along with you here on this first night of the state high school basketball tournament, which is just about come to an end. And let's take a look at some other action that is going on. Bellevue West leading Omaha Central 38-31, 4 minutes to go in the third quarter of that game. The winner will play Norfolk, a 70-66 triple overtime winner over Omaha South. That's at 8:45 at Pinnacle. The 7 o'clock game will be Omaha Benson and Omaha Westside. Benson beat Lincoln Northeast 73-58. Westside over Lincoln Southeast 63-56. In B, York beat Pius 41-37. Beatrice over Roncalli 43-41. They'll play at 2 at Pinnacle Bank. Elkhorn South over Grand Island Northwest, 64-31. Omaha Scutt beat Scotts Bluff, 58-49. They'll play at 3:45 at Pinnacle. In C1, Wayne down Cozad, 60-45. Wahoo gets a miracle layup to force overtime and then beats Fall City, 64-58. Wayne and Wahoo, a rematch from earlier this year, 9 a.m. tomorrow at Pinnacle Bank. Columbus Scotus shot 53% from the field and beat Kearney Catholic 72-57. They'll play Wahoo Newman, who shot even better, 90-72 over Boone Central Newman Grove. Scotus and Newman at 10:45 tomorrow. C2, D1, and D2 semifinals are all tomorrow at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. Ainsworth beat Battle Creek 71-54. Freeman beat Kimball 49-46. They'll play at 2. Donovan Trumbull beat Sutton 40-27, and here Bergen over Southern Valley 68-59. We'll have that game on the breeze tomorrow at 3:45. In D1, Clearwater Orchard knocked off the 2-seed North Platte St. Pat's 46-42. Randolph beat the 3-seed Elm Creek 41-39. They'll have the 9 a.m. game at the Sports Center. Howells Dodge over Fullerton 48-35, and Overton beat Lord Central Catholic 65-58. That's at 10:45 tomorrow from the Sports Center. You will hear it on Classic Hits 98.9. And in D2, Bancroft Rosalie over Hitchcock County 64-29. Fall City Sacred Heart beat Layton 58-50. They'll play tomorrow at 7 at the Sports Center. And the 8:45 game will have High Plains against Spalding Academy. High Plains beat Exeter Milligan 49-45. And Spalding Academy up big, 55-32 after three quarters against Elwood, and that's at 8:45 tomorrow night. So all six finals again on ESPN 1460 and 1550, but 2-6 today. And if you throw in, those are our radio games, you throw in Cozad, 2-7 from the area, Jeff. So a lot of teams that hadn't been here in a long time, a lot of teams that maybe were surprised to get here and were underdogs coming in, and then there were a couple of teams that didn't advance on, like Elm Creek, got clipped by 2, so there you have it.
Yeah, we had a few lower seeds, and so they weren't expected to win. And so some of the teams that we expected to win, you know, came in via the wild card, like Elm Creek and Southern Valley, and so maybe just the rust of being 2 weeks off, they just couldn't shake it enough. And so, but credit, they had tough matchups as well as the state tournament. Anything can happen, so it wasn't a good first day for the area teams. We kind of knew going in that it could have went either way. I think we could have seen 7-2. I think we could have seen 2-7. We just so happened to got 2-7 on this first day.
All right, folks, we want to say thanks for joining us. You've been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. See you before the games begin, and you'll be better equipped for the games you play. As you head into the spring sports season, don't forget Misco. State basketball coverage on the Breeze 94.5, brought to you in part by Hastings Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Specialists. Feel like yourself again. Tom Dinsdale Automotive at the corner of Stolly Park Road and South Webb Road in Grand Island, and DinsdaleAuto.com. And by Titan Machinery, your Case IH dealer in Holdridge, Hastings, and Kearney. For our producer-engineer John Dibbern and Jeff Babel, I'm Doug Duda, saying join us again tomorrow at 3:45 on the Breeze as Donovan Trumbull plays Archbishop Bergen. Donovan Trumbull beats Sutton 40-27, and Archbishop Bergen defeats Southern Valley 68-59. I'm Doug Duda. Good night, everyone, from Lincoln.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Platte River Radio Sports. KLIQ, Hastings, Grand Island, Kearney, The Breeze, 94.5.